Thank you. Thank you very much. It's such a great pleasure to be back in Zurich. And some of you may know we have Bob and I have a CD out called Quartet Humaine that came out back in June, May, something like that. Just now we played a tune written by Bob called Montezuma. Bob and I did an album 26 years ago called Double Vision, and we just waited 26 years to do another one. We're going to do a couple of songs from that tonight, the first of which is a song written by Marcus Miller called More Than Friends.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So Dave mentioned that it took us a long time before we finally got around to making follow-up to an album we made back in 1986. So we're thinking better late than never. And in addition to the fact that we had not recorded together after that for 26 years, we never toured either in live performance. So it's been, for me, a real double treat to get back in the studio with Dave last December to record this album and then to come out on tour and tear it apart live and make something completely different out of it. You get a little bit conservative in the studio because you know the microphones are recording it for posterity. But out here, we are hoping that you'll forgive some mistakes and let us go on an adventure. As we were talking about the concept that we wanted to try to utilize, we kept talking about wanting to be more acoustic, where we could really respond to the sound of each other's instruments. So it became more and more the concept of an unplugged, really straightforward acoustic instrumentation. And we realized that it was the exact same instrumentation as the classic Dave Brubeck Quartet back in the 1950s that was changed the course of jazz in many ways. And we had been inspired by that music. For me, Dave Brubeck, well, both of them, but both Dave and Paul Desmond were great composers and very playful, very adventurous. They took a lot of risks. And so we wanted to inject some of that same kind of spirit into our music. I composed a couple of songs on the new project that I did as a kind of tribute to Dave Brubeck. And we're going to play one for you now that kind of was inspired by Dave Brubeck's great song, In Your Own Sweet Way. I didn't steal it. I hope. So if there are any music business attorneys, and my manager's offstage. No, but it was more the spirit of Mr. Brubeck that we very respectfully tried to become inspired by. Anyway, this is my song for Dave, the other Dave, actually for both Daves, Sanborn and Brubeck. It's called You'd Better Not Go to College.
Thank you.
Team Dad on drums. Scott Colley. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I warned you that we were going to stray away from the predictable. And that's the fun part, for us anyway. And we hope that you will enjoy going on this adventure with us. I told you about Dave Brubeck and the influence that he had, and there's one other composition that we'd like to kind of wrap up with that I borrowed or from another one of Dave Brubeck's compositions. Actually, I got to know some of his family. His sons are extremely talented, and we played opposite them a couple of times, and I think they're okay with the idea that we were respectful about their father. But another one of his compositions, Blue Rondo a la Turk, was one of those ones back in the day when we were trying to figure out how to count where was one in this composition. And now I invite you to figure out where one is in my new, slightly more obscure time signature. And the name of this song is Follow Me.
Thank you. Bob James. Steve Gadd. Scott Colley.
David Sanborn. The quartet, Humane.